listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Janak Mushakuida Bantuchun, Hayu Barzankine, Yevur Vod Haini Yekeglisvin, Hon Harinika Vokche. Heritage, culture, tradition. Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning. It is Sunday, February the 3rd. Established here in Providence. Excuse me, March the 3rd. Where's the time going? Established here in Providence in 1947 and now in our 72nd year of broadcasting. You are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրավածեր որոշ տեղը պազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
Chedit Ihavijanis Pagets, Ray Bornejana. Raymond Arthur Bornejan of Jamestown died unexpectedly on Saturday, February 23rd at the age of 76. Ray is survived by his loving wife Gladys of 53 years, his brother Gerald of Liberty, New York, his daughter Michelle Lennon and her husband Steve, and his grandchildren Ryan and Ellie of East Greenwich, his daughter Nicole Hofstetter and her husband Alex, and his grandchildren Max and Michael of Providence, nieces and nephews, too numerous to mention. Each of his children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews will likely claim to be his favorite. His love of family and pure heart is the example that all who knew him aimed to emulate. Patience and kindness were his trademark virtues. Ray was born on December 9, 1942, in New Jersey, to parents Arthur and Lillian Bornejian. Ray graduated from East Orange High School in 1961, followed by service in the United States Army from 1964 until being honorably discharged in May of 66. He spent the years that followed as a successful entrepreneur, leader, mentor, inventor, inspiration, and provider in both business and life. He was dearly loved by all. Ray was a great family man and a loving father. He married Gladys in 1965, and the couple shared a love story. Ray was a social, active man who loved visiting with family and friends and was involved in boating, golf, and a lifelong love of music that in recent years included playing in the Jamestown Community Band. His family and friends will always remember him as a special, happy person with a megawatt smile. Everyone who came into contact with Ray felt the love and joy that was within him. He was particularly proud of and crazy about his grandkids. Funeral services were held last week. Our condolences to the Bornasian family. And with our Dadalitzes. March 3rd, 1998. Today is the 21st Dadalitz of Ethel Martha Burt, and is also the 21st Dadalitz of Krikor Krikorian. March 3rd, 2004. Today is the 15th Dadalitz of Melkon Norigian. March 3rd, 1992. Today is the 27th Dadalitz of Moses Nigerian. March 4th, 1998, Monday is the 21st Dadalitz of Alice Storm. It is also the 21st Dadalitz Monday of William Mellion. March 4th, 2012, Monday is the 7th Dadalitz of Susan Marerian Rogers. March 5th, 1998, Tuesday is the 21st Dadalitz of Susan Torkomian. March 6th, 2002, Wednesday is the 17th Dadalitz of Ralph Zorobedian. March 6th, 2012, Wednesday is the 7th Dadalitz of Alice Vesnayan. March 7th, 2008, Thursday is the 11th Dadalitz of Victoria Gostigian. March 7, 2005, Thursday is the 14th Dadalitz of Charles Ledefian. March 7, 1994, Thursday is the 25th Dadalitz of Aram Markarian. March 7, 1997, Thursday is the 22nd Dadalitz of Rose Vartanush Sarkisian. It is also the 22nd Dadalitz of Haig Markarian Sr. March 7, 1987, Thursday is the 32nd Dadalitz of Elmas Agavian. March 7, 2013, Thursday is the 6th Dadalitz of Sylvia Anjorian. March 8, 2013, Friday is the 6th anniversary of John Masterson. March 8, 2005, Friday is the 14th Dadalitz of Susan Avedisian. March 8, 2016, Friday is the 3rd Dadalitz of John Kabarian. March 8, 2014, Friday is the 5th Dadalitz of Bedros Bedrosian. March 9, 1996, Saturday will be the 23rd Dadalitz of Sarkis Vartanian. And March 9, 2010, Saturday is the 9th Dadalitz of Kenneth Jajorian. Iveri Nedu Sacham is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin, this morning, especially for the passing of Ray Bornasian.
համբույր ներդդվի Հեվալով սիրդս այրեցի Գույս շտներդ ինձ անցնելով Սերդ հոգիտ նվիրեցի
With the local news. Well, today they're having a Pun Pariganton family celebration at St. Sog St. Mesrop Church. Going on today after church service. Students are free, adults $10. Sponsored by the Sunday School and the CEAB. Includes lunch, children's activities, balloon man, face painting, Nazali dance group. Again, that's going on today. St. Sog St. Mesrop's at the Agavian Auditorium. And Pun Pariganton family celebration. And with that, that takes us to Wednesday, March 6th, Lenten Vesper service is beginning 7 o'clock, followed by fellowship hosted by the Board of Trustees. Remember, Lent begins this week. March 6th is services, 7 o'clock, Lenten Vespers at St. Varsananch Church. Saturday, March 9th, Providence Varanchan, AYF, 3rd Annual Providence College Game Fundraiser, benefiting the Armenian-Syrian Relief. For tickets, email Unger Garo Tashtin. And his email is garabed.tashin@gmail.com. It's going to be PC versus Butler at 12 noon. Limited tickets. Email him or call him up. Call Garo Tashin. And again, this is for next Saturday, March 9th. And let's see. With that, we'll go to the bowling. No, not bowling. I know what we have. Vospov. Let's see. Vospov Kufta is available starting on Sunday, next Sunday, March 10th. The Armenian Relief Society, Adox Chapter of Providence, will be preparing delicious to-go Vospov Lentil Kufta dinners for $12 each. To guarantee your dinner, please take a moment and place your order today by calling Seta Tarpinyan, 401-944-0742, 944-0742. To place your order of Vospov Kufta dinner. They need this reservation before tomorrow. And if you do not reserve your dinners, you may purchase on the day at first come, first serve. All proceeds will benefit the many programs of the ARS, including orphanages, scholarships, Camp Hayasan, the Syrian Armenian Relief, and numerous humanitarian projects sponsored by the ARS. And again, Vospov lentil dinner is available starting next Sunday. All right, and with that, Husheri. Ladies Guild and the Men's Club of St. Varsanant's Church joyfully host the annual Varsanant Celebration Dinner going on today at St. Varsanant's Church under the auspices of His Eminence Archbishop Anusha Vantanalyan going on today, March 3rd, Sunday, immediately following Divine Liturgy in the Aramean Auditorium. Also, during the Divine Liturgy, His Eminence Archbishop Tenelian will ordain Peter Zeytunian as Tibir in Nerses Denoyan and Armin Eghin is Uragir's subdeacons. During the dinner, Stephen Elmation will be honored for his dedicated, heartfelt, and faithful reporting about church and parishioners over the years. This is in keeping with His Holiness Aram I proclaiming 2019 the Year of the Armenian Press. Seating is limited to 120 people. Advance reservations were strongly recommended. But if you do show up, go straight to Joyce Bagdasarian and see if there's room. It's going to be lamb shish kebab dinner being served today. And congratulations to Stephen Elmation, Armin Eghin, Nerses Denoyan, and Peter Zeytunian as well. And again, annual Vartanant celebration dinner going on today, St. Vartanant's Church. Let's go to Paul Bakdatlian.
Thank you.
ճունը քեզ համար է մոր ֆունդադա ճունը ուել գիտես ուրիշիա ճունը
Saints Varsanas Armenian Church Christian Education Committee, Understanding the Divine Liturgy. Do you want to be more comfortable participating in the Divine Liturgy on Sunday mornings? Do you want our worship service to be more personal to you in your relationship with God? Please join us for the special Lenten series as we explore the meaning and beauty of the Divine Liturgy of the Armenian Church. And this happens Monday evenings during Lent. The dates are March 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th, April 1st, and 8th. From 7 to 8, Monday evenings, and again, it begins tomorrow night, March 4th. So if you'd like to have a better understanding of the Divine Liturgy, they're having a little session every Monday night through April 8th, and it's 7 to 8 o'clock at St. Varsanas Church. All right, for more information, you can contact the church office at 401-831-6399, 831-6399. And Middle Eastern Jazz. Are you ready? It's March 10th from 5 to 8 at The Parlor. That's next Sunday from 5 in the afternoon till 8 in the evening on North Main Street. It's 1119 North Main Street in Providence. Modern Middle Eastern Jazz. Harry Bedrosian, Mal Barsamian, Charles Kalajian, and Ken Kalajian. It's going to be a great event. These musicians are the best in their fields. Middle Eastern Jazz, March 10th, 5 to 8 at The Parlor. Alrighty, with that, let's go to Zulal.
Luz na gitzas da tzevem Astrerit kojak sharem Im yarochka bar karem Arevit yeres narnes Mus nagit astak tzevem Astrerit kojak sharem
Barat gadish, barat gadish
St. Martin on Church Sunday School annual bowling party, duck pin bowling, pizza and drinks, fun for the whole family, Town Hall Lanes, 1463 Atwood Avenue, Johnston. Sunday, March 17th from 1:30 till 3:30, RSVP call Christina Dolbashin, 401-639-3454, 639-3454. Again, this is the Sunday School having an annual bowling party, March 17th. And also on the 17th, it is Meet the Doctors event, and let's see, the Cultural Committee of St. Sagan St. Mesrop Church is proudly presenting a special series of programs, Meet with the Armenian Doctors, Question and Answers. We invite everyone to have this wonderful opportunity to meet with Armenian doctors, ask your questions, and get answers. Sunday, March 17th, it's going to be at 12:30 with Dr. Robert Janigian, ophthalmologist. That's Sunday, March 17th. At 12:30 in the Hanoian Auditorium of St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church. And just so you know, the next series, Sunday, April 7th, with Dr. Rafi Kalikyan, a pulmonologist. May 5th, with Dr. Sevag Stepanian, anesthesiologist. In June, it's going to be with Dr. Stephen Kasparian. September is with Dr. Martin Papazian. And October is Herman Avajan. And again, these events, these sessions taking place at the Hanoian Hall. Admission is free. For more information, you can call 272-7712, the church office. And remember, the first one, Sunday, March 17th, 12:30, with Dr. Robert Janigian, ophthalmologist. And with that, let's go to Aravod. Oh, we're waiting for it to start. Saintly Women's Day, hosted by Women's Guild of St. Sagan St. Mesrop Church, dedicated to the three women from the Holy Gospels, healed by Jesus, the healer of souls and bodies. This event takes place Saturday, March 30th, Agavian Cultural Center. Coffee and choreg begins Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Worship service in the sanctuary at 11 a.m. And then 12 o'clock, Lenten Luncheon. Guest speaker will be Dr. Fortuny Dinosopoulos. And I just love Dr. Fortuny, don't we all? Those of us that have children. Well, okay, then I just, whatever. Proceeds will be divided between two major projects, CASP and the Vanazar Old Age Home in Armenia. Donation luncheon is $35 per person. Please send your checks payable to the Women's Guild, St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church by Monday, March 18th. You can note on the check Saintly Women's Day. And if you have any questions, you can call Debbie Mugardichin at 401-529-8873, 529-8873. And again, Saturday, March 30th, Saintly Women's Day. It's coffee and choreg at 10, service at 11, and then Lenten Luncheon, 12 o'clock. And we'll see you there, March 30th. All right, my tape's not starting. So let's go. Let's go to Adis Harmanyan.
Thank you. شوره پشاد من باهی به چی خوش کر نسو میاری تو به ترسا بازو گنا چری و با جردار سا سردیش کرکری یه سیره لعیش تیش مربانه سیره دقیم حکیم بهانه یه خومه میر بکشم سیری گم تو بر بسی بوشم سابر نیمو کرو بودتو دیرگم دیگارو سره
You know, it's April 1st is right around the corner, and that's the deadline for a few of these scholarships. So hopefully all of our students out there are taking advantage. The Armenian community has quite a few scholarships available to students. I'm going to tell you about a few that I have right now. The Scholarship Committee of St. Saga and St. Mesrop Church is pleased to announce that applications are available for the Charles Yagubian Jr. Scholarship Grants for 2019. Scholarships will be granted to qualified members of all three Armenian churches here in Rhode Island. Applicants must be dues-paid members of their church. Scholarships are limited to up to 3 years only. Currently seeking qualified candidates for consideration. For an application, a list of eligibility requirements, please contact Natalie Yagubian, 401-353-2488. Deadline to submit your completed application is April 1st. Don't miss out on these awards. And again, call Natalie, 401-353-2488. The Daughters of Vartan, Ike Otchag, also is having scholarships. They encourage high school seniors to apply for a $1,000 scholarship. This will be awarded to a qualified student of Armenian descent who resides in Rhode Island or has a close relative who is a member of this chapter but lives out of state and will be attending an undergraduate program at an institution of higher learning as a full-time student. Applicants must be postmarked by May 10th. For further information and an application, you may contact Naomi Tomation Marsh at 401-942-3886. 942-3886. And the ARS, USA's undergraduate and Lazarian graduate scholarships applications are available. Again, their deadline is April 1st. You can go on the ARS's website for more information on that. And the Providence Arasani Chapter undergraduate scholarships are available. Must be a Rhode Island resident and in the second year of college. Call Karen Pilla for more information, and that deadline is also April 1st. Call Karen, 274-1033, 274-1033. Keep in mind, many of these are ending within the month, a month from now, April 1st. So do not miss out on these wonderful scholarships that are available to our students. And these scholarships are actually announced and given at the Sports Scholarship Committee at, save this date, St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church's annual sports scholarship banquet. It's the 50th annual sports banquet. Friday evening, May 17th, mark those calendars, May 17th, Agavin Auditorium. We'll give you more details as the time gets close. All right, I got Ottavo lined up now. Let's do some birthday greetings. March 3rd today. Happy birthday to Gary Peter Donabed. Also celebrating today, Sosi Carol Bogosian. And March 3rd today, Lily Yuraper Janigian. Happy birthday, Lily. And then it's her dad's birthday on March 5th. Happy birthday, Mark Janigian. Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, AHARI, was organized in 1997 to promote Armenian culture, heritage, and history. On May 13, 2017, the group reorganized and opened the new museum, which is located at 245 Waterman Street, Suite 204. That's right at Wayland Square on the east side of Providence. The museum will be open on the second Sunday of each month from 1 to 3 o'clock, as well as by appointment. Please come and visit and learn about Armenians through storyboards, photographic exhibitions, artifacts, and multimedia technology. Admission is free, plenty of free parking, and you can call 454-5111 for more information. 454-5111. And that's AHARI, second Sunday of the month. Don't forget, Vospov Kufta is now available. Next Sunday, March 10th, the Armenian Relief Society Ardox Chapter of Providence will have prepared delicious to-go Vospov Kufta. So you have friends, you want to take a to-go dinner, elderly people, those that are in our nursing homes, do a good deed. Bring some Vospov Lentil Kufta. The dinners are only $12 each. To guarantee your dinner, you must call Seta Tarpinyan and make a reservation. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. Call Seta at 401-944-0742. And the proceeds will benefit many programs such as the orphanages, scholarships, Camp Hayastan, Syrian Armenian Relief. There are so many things that the ARS sponsors. And it's a great dinner, Vospov Lentil Kufta dinners, $12 each. And again, that's next Sunday, March 10th, but you need to put in your orders immediately. Call Seta 401-944-0742. All righty, next up, it's going to be Robert Takushan, especially for my aunt, Sona Takushan. Happy Sunday, auntie. Oh, And from Robert, we go to Manuel. And just a reminder, the Ladies Guild and Men's Club is having the Saints Vartanants annual celebration dinner going on today under the auspices of His Eminence, Archbishop Anushev Antonalian. Make sure you are on your way to church right now. You want to be on time because they will be ordaining acolytes and subdeacons in the Divine Liturgy this morning by the Archbishop. During the dinner, Stephen L. Mation will be honored, and a well-deserved honor to Steve. Congratulations. It's by reservations, but they are taking at the door if space is available. It's a lamb shish kebab dinner going on today. It's going to be a great, great day. March 3rd today, the dinner is happening in the Arameen Auditorium, and annual St. Vartanant celebration dinner. And with that, it's that time. As that always says, Urachatur, Gurachanas, Merjamanagalatsav, Shagalchun, Serin Hamar, Sidesutun, Minchev Harjiga, Giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA, Attleboro. You can hear us any day, anytime on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian. There was a little blip in our website last weekend. It's all fixed now, so please haram etzek it on our website, and you can listen to our old shows. Again, any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. And again, you're listening to the only Armenian radio program in America in the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City and Beverly Hills, California. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparin, for keeping us on the air. Happy Sunday.